Well, he might have been a year out of the game, but inspired no doubt by our pre-tournament discussion on this very program last Friday, Matt King has shown his greatness by scoring the try to win the Auckland Nines for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, and we're lucky to get him on the line from Auckland. G'day, Matty.
Morning, boys.
Was it our talk that inspired you?
100%, Webby. I was nervous, all nerves before our conversation, but you guys calmed me down and focused me. So, mate, I've had an absolute ball this weekend. I've had so much fun, and to think that I was lucky enough to score that try yesterday to win it for the boys just meant the absolute world to me.
You going to sign the $1 contract with the Rabbitohs?
Yeah, it'll cost them a bit more than a dollar, TK.
Sorry.
that was some pretty sweet icing on a cake yesterday, mate. So I'm more than happy to hang the boots back up. And you know, I've been so fortunate in my career to have such a wonderful time, and it just continued over the weekend. And the Nines really is a great concept. You know, Dick Smith and the NRL and the people of Auckland in particular put on such a great weekend, and I was just so stoked to be a part of it.
Matty, I saw you interviewed on Fox Sports directly after the match, and you did say that it was up there with anything that you'd achieved during your career. As someone who's played in grand finals and Origins, was it really that exciting for you?
It was, mate. It was. I think due to the fact that I had, you know, I'd been out for 12 months. You know, I really was worried in regards to being able to keep up with these young fellas. I was even more worried after our first game against Penrith. I got put on my backside every time I went to tackle someone. I officially am the world's worst tackler. But mate, just the emotion of it all. It was I don't know. You know, to play against the Sharks, who, you know, really, I think everyone would have loved to have seen the Sharks to win it, and then to go into extra time, Valentine Holmes kicking that field goal, you know, to send it to extra time, and then to score the try and have all the boys, you know, almost crushed me to death, you know, all jumped on top of me. It was amazing, mate. I absolutely loved it. And as I said, I've been very lucky to achieve some special things in my career, but the emotion of yesterday was right up there with anything I've felt.
I like the attitude of your coach, mate, Michael Maguire. You know, and each club can take a different approach to the Nines, and that's fine. But winning's a habit, and so too is losing. But you pulled on those Rabbitohs jumpers, and there's pride in the performance. And Adam Reynolds, what about him? He had a wow of a weekend.
Yeah, he did, mate. He's a great little player, Reno. His kicking game was the difference, I thought. I mean, in every game we played, those little grubbers or 40-20s or, you know, he's an exceptional player. But just back to that point, mate, of winning becoming a habit.
Yeah.
I think I said last Friday that, you know, if you've ever had a coffee or a conversation with Michael Maguire, you know how much he likes to win.
That's so right.
That's been the theme of our week leading in was there a trophy up for stake, and we're a chance of winning it, so we're going to give it our best crack. And we had a few little tactics which I think worked really well against teams who wanted to throw the ball around. We were really happy just to play boring footy, really complete our sets and kick long and turn around, and thankfully it panned out the way that we wanted it to, and we got the win.
We're just looking on Big Sports Breakfast TV 519. There was a bit of a stink there, Matty, and they did actually say in the Fox Sports call that you sort of looked at it and went, I'm not getting involved in that. I'm not going to get involved in that.
Silly boys.
Yeah, exactly, mate. I couldn't throw them even when I was fit, but the last thing I was going to do was race in there and do anything, really. So I was happy. My lungs were burning at that stage too, so I was more than happy to show out on the wing.
Yeah. See, mate, it's not going to matter, is it, come September, what happened in the Auckland Nines, but it's still all good for the morale and the feeling around training that, you know, we're still winners.
Yeah, without a doubt, DK. It's once you get going, every team wants to win each game and really want to win that trophy at the end of the 2 days. So, and as you said, mate, winning really does encourage you to win more things and win every day at training, and it's a habit, as you said, DK. So, I'm really proud of our boys, especially young guys. You know, guys that you would never have heard of, like Chris Grevesmule and Angus Crichton, Aaron Gray. Cam McGuinness obviously played a little bit of first grade last year. You know, Souths are in a really good spot in regards to their kids coming through, and I'm really glad those guys got a taste of what it is, what it's like to win.
Kingy, now that the Nines are over, you concentrate on the World Club Series.
It keeps coming.
Yeah, it just keeps coming. It's a very busy schedule for South Sydney. What happens between now and then for South? Will you go over with the team, mate?
I've got a seat on the plane, thankfully, which I'm really happy about. Get to go back over to the UK and see a few friends at Warrington. But, mate, we head off to... We've got the Charity Shield, obviously, this weekend against the Dragons, which Madge will give, again, a lot of kids a crack in that game. And then it will be all focused on the St Helens and what we need to achieve in England. And, you know, people are talking about it being a busy period, which it is, but... only the very privileged get to play in these games. So, you know, there's two ways you can approach that weekend. You know, you think about it being busy, or you can think about it being a privilege, and that's the way we're approaching it. It's a great opportunity again to win another trophy, and we'll be going gung ho at that.
I hear your seat's between George and Tom.
Good luck. Imagine 27 hours.
Good luck. Hey, mate, one quick one, mate, if I can, to finish it. The $375,000, terrific prize money. Does it go half to the club, half to the players? There's got to be something there, surely.
Yeah, there's a bit of a conversation around Brecky around
the betcha there is.
TK, so I've got to leave that up to the footy manager and the club. I'm not too sure, but hopefully. Well, I think the missus is in line for a handbag or something.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. It'll be the wives that'll be driving that agenda. Don't worry.
Exactly.
And with all due respect to our female listeners.
Oh, you, Kingy, I would be asking for a larger percentage than the other players. You scored the match-winning try.
Yeah, I know. Plus, you know, I'm on a dollar contract, so a little bit of something there. But, I tell you what, boys, I'd give all that money straight back to experience what I did again yesterday. Honestly, the feeling I got scoring that match-winning try outdoes any sort of cash you get in your skyrocket.
I don't agree. But then again, I didn't score the match-winning try. Give me the cash any day. Hey, Matt, well done, mate. Terrific. What a great weekend. Look, not only was it a good, fun weekend, but you won as well, and there's the cash at the end of the rainbow. Well done, Matt. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, boys. Anytime.